Hey everybody, thanks for joining Love Talks today. Today I just want to talk about some hard topics that a lot of people might not be comfortable with, but it's such a necessity if you want to overcome and see progress in your life. I always sometimes think about having an inner garden inside of myself. Like, all of my insides are an inner garden, or my home, my house is my actual physical body and my insides. And I have been under such a renovation process and a restoration process, and if you're listening today and you feel like you have just been stripped down and broken and you're just, maybe you're unable to do anything, maybe you're, you know, just really experiencing just doubt and discouragement or mental illness or physical illness or just the reality that you can't do the things that you did before simply because of the circumstances in which we're under in the world. And I've just been really going through this process. It's been very deep. I didn't understand it at first, but I did realize that my whole life was such an unsteady, very easy, shakable life. And one of my greatest prayers was to be fearless. It kind of came up in a conversation with a friend years ago, and he said, "What do you want?" And I actually didn't remember saying this, but he generously brought it back up, and he said that I had replied, "I want to be fearless." And for me to say that is like somebody saying, you know, I want to become a mountain, or something that just seems so unattainable because my whole life has been founded upon fear, and my whole thought process before I kind of started handing it over was that, you know, that I would immediately race to the conclusion of the far right side of the worst possible thing that could happen. Like, I had trained my mind to think the worst, the most fearful, the most tragic things in any given situation, and this wasn't something that I was aware of. You know, this was something that a lot of the times, everything in my life I'm not aware of until, you know, it's really brought to my attention. And recently, when I was reading the Word, it just said, you know, I called out to the Lord, and He delivered me of all of my fears. And that scripture really hit me in the face, because to me, I was like, wow, that feels like a personal promise, but at the same time, that's a tall order, because I know I have issues, but I know I'm not even aware of the magnitude of the issues that I have when it comes to fear. And it was little by little that circumstances and situations started manifesting in my life where I was hit with challenges and really broken down in different areas of my life. You know, there's been areas of my life where I'm like, gosh, you know, I've been so broken down and humbled, and that part of my life I feel like has been completely stripped bare, and then like a house, you know, rebuilt and renovated and beautified. But I feel like we've come to this space in the home of my life, or the space of the garden of my life, and it's that one space that I wanted to keep hidden, that one space that I was like, yeah, let's, I don't want to go there. And I feel like in order to go to that place, I had to trust in the intimacy and vulnerability of myself in facing God and saying, you're right, I am so broken. And facing those around me and saying, I don't have it together. Like, I could put on the fancy clothes, I could put on the makeup, I could do my hair all fancy, but inside, I wasn't even aware of the magnitude of the areas that still needed to be revealed so that they could be healed. And these areas I'm talking about aren't sin issues. They're just areas where I thought that I was okay, and I wasn't aware that I had so much trauma in these areas. And the reason I'm sharing this with you today is because I always hope through my storytelling of my own life that you can catch a glimpse of maybe something that either you don't want to face, or something that has been on your heart, or something that maybe even God has been bringing forward to the forefront and you're just too scared to face it because it is painful. But I'm really intrigued by renovation shows, and my favorite part of renovation shows, like my favorite part, is when somebody walks into an old house and they, number one, look at this dilapidated, completely disgusting and dirty and smelly house, and they have a vision for it and they're like, wow, I could turn this into the most beautiful place ever, and not only increase its value but double, triple, quadruple its value. And on top of that, through that process of the renovation, my favorite part is when they break down the walls and they create open spaces where things were almost sectioned off, you know, and being able to stand in the kitchen and seeing the entire house because there are no walls and it is open is something that I just found so beautiful about those types of shows. So I really feel like that is what I've been walking through with the Lord, and in my practical life, is Him really just showing me that I do need help, and that it's okay, and that I have really carried around the shame in these areas of setting the bar way too high for myself when I set the bar so extremely low for others. I would never set a bar for anybody in my family or my friends to the level that I set it for myself. And you know, I just, and it's in everything, and just in the places where I mess up, in the places where I fail, in the places where I feel like I missed it, I then beat myself up without even realizing it. Now that I'm aware, once you're aware, you can see with fresh new eyes and you can hear with fresh new ears, and it's amazing at what you hear in your own self-talk to yourself. And so I've been on this journey of really recognizing the areas in my life that I so advocate in other people's lives, their value, their purpose, their destinies, their mental health, their emotional health, their soul health, and realizing that that God is so kind that He could only show me a little at a time. And He is so kind. If you don't know God and you're listening to this, if you don't know Jesus and you're listening to this and you think that He doesn't have emotions, He has so many different emotions. He weeps with you. He laughs with you. He rejoices with you. When you feel sorrow, He feels sorrow. When you're walking through a hard time, He is mourning with you. and grieving with you the losses that you have lost. He's praying for you when you can't pray. And it's been very interesting because in this season that I've been going through, like this time of like this inner restoration and this inner renovation, we've really torn down all the walls. And now we're getting to paint on the inside and decorate and starting to set up in rooms that were, I'd like to call them invisible rooms because I didn't even know that they existed. Bonus rooms for my soul. So I just want you to maybe take some time to think about these bonus rooms of your soul and what rooms have not been touched. What rooms have maybe still have the walls or still have all the hidden junk in them, the junk rooms. And I just really feel that this is a season of vulnerability. This is a time where we get vulnerable with God, where we come to Him and we say, I am a mess, I need you to help me, and there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. And the most beautiful place in this brokenness is that He draws so close to you. It's the closest times you'll ever have with God alone. It's not about being around everybody else. It's not about talking and venting to your friends, but it's truly about the true communion that you get through Christ with the Father. And what I found so interesting about this season was that God didn't speak a lot to me. He was ever present, yet so quiet, and I asked Him, why are you so quiet? And He told me that He is the ultimate active listener. That every word I speak, every emotion I feel, He's listening. He's taking in. He's processing. God doesn't just hear something that you say and then throw it to the side like it's nothing, it's not important. Every word you speak, every emotion you feel, every tear you cry, He takes it in deeply into the innermost parts of His heart. And He sits there and He processes it. And then He forms ideas and plans, which He's already had before your issues even started, to start going forth and making ways because you are ready, because you are willing to start walking in those areas. It's been in the silence I realized that God is the safest person I've ever known. He is the kindest Father. He is the creator of the universe. He is magnificent and glorious and majestic. But He is also the most humble. Because He sent Jesus in human form to suffer for us. And Jesus suffered in every way possible that we could ever suffer. So any day, whether I'm suffering mentally, physically, or emotionally, or I'm just having a hard time, I know that I'm not alone. I know that God is with me, and He's processing these emotions with me. He is for me, and He is processing situations and outcomes to my benefit through the revealing of the healing. And you truly know you're in intimacy with God, deep, mature intimacy, when you can walk in such a hard situation or hard time in your life and not hear him speak tongue into you and not feel his actual presence, but you know that he's there and that he's supporting you, just like you would know that your very best friend is there, or your husband, or your wife, or your mom, or your dad, or your brother, or your sister would be there. That knowing that he's there with you. And recently I painted my bedroom, and usually when I paint my room, I know it's just this beautiful time I get to spend with God. And usually have beautiful talks together, and it's just really a great father-daughter time. This time, he didn't say a word the whole time. There was one time in the 3 days of painting my room where I felt his presence. It was beautiful. It was such a beautiful encounter. But the rest of the time, I just spent God, my Father, in the silence, enjoying the moment, enjoying the work and the labor that I was putting into painting, and just knowing that he really is there for me, just like he's there for you. Sometimes it's in the silence of suffering that you get the deepest revelations of the true heart and nature and character of God, and of Jesus, how he loves you and longs for you to know that you're not alone, that you didn't create yourself, therefore you truly can't help yourself. You can only do so much to where you get to a point and you're like, I'm at my limit, I've done all I can do. And I'd really like to just say that, you know, I've been walking in this season of really true brokenness since August, end of July, August, and God is ever present, and he's been so good to me, and he's grown me, and I just want to encourage you to take that step into the direction of the revealing, so the healing can come, and of the vulnerability. Don't ever believe the lie that only certain people are called to be vulnerable and open, because that is the biggest lie that will hold you in shame and bondage and will keep your mouth shut and you will never move forward. Vulnerability is one of the greatest gifts being poured out upon the earth right now. So I want to encourage you to be brave, be courageous, and let your house be rebuilt, reconstructed, reorganized, redecorated, so that you can walk in the fullness of joy and the health that you were created to walk in. That's my prayer for you today. Shine brightly, beloved. Hey everyone, thanks for joining Love Talks today, and I am so excited because today is the first day where I actually get to not just record a podcast, but I get to do a video podcast. And for me, in this new year, well, let me just be honest, in my whole life, comfort is just something that I love. So I'm not going to do anything fancy. I'm just going to sit in my big fluffy white chair and I'm going to talk to you heart to heart. And today I just really want to talk about the topic that your pain is valid. And in our last podcast that I did, I talked a lot about the revealing that has to come so the healing can come. And after just even doing that podcast, I've just been seeing people in my life. I've been seeing people actually in the media, just revealing the things that have been hidden, the pain that they've been going through, the trauma that they've been going through. And I really feel like we truly are on the precipice of being a person, being a people group that can not have shame in revealing the pain that is going on in our hearts or the struggles that are going on in our hearts. I feel that it's such a disservice to our lives to pretend that everything's okay just for the sake of helping others, because, you know, and I say for the sake of helping others with quotation marks, because it doesn't help others to not be our authentic selves. It doesn't help others to pretend like everything's okay, because, you know, in my life, what I've seen is when I've pretended everything's okay, that leads others to believe something about me that is not true. And it leads others to have almost a preconceived idea of how my life is, or, you know, how my relationships are. And I just really felt like, you know, my heart is to just be vulnerable. My heart is to be just wear it on my sleeve. And if you don't agree, that's a beautiful thing, because none of us are really called to live in a place of 100% agreement with everyone. I know that for me and my faith, those that I know the one thing we can all agree on is that we love Jesus, and he's awesome, and he is the one that kind of walks through our pain with us. But everything else is on the shelf for agreement. And that's not really, you know, just kind of going on a tangent there, but I just kind of wanted to share my heart about the permission to hurt, and the permission to not be okay, and the permission to experience your pain with others, and to express your pain with others without having to apologize, or without having to explain or backpedal through it. For fear of potentially feeling like you've hurt other people, you know, by sharing it, or that you've let somebody down. I think that is one of the biggest burdens and lies that we carry, is that we're here to be someone's savior, or we're here to be the answer to people's lives, and we're not. You know, that's not our job. We didn't create ourselves, we didn't create others, so we can't fully help other people. Like, we can't just fix them. We can help them by being true and being our authentic selves. And I think that when people even hear that term, like authentic self, they think of, you know, being this perfect person running around doing cartwheels and having joy and laughing all the time and embracing, you know, every challenge and moment as if it's not hard. But I think that again is another is just another, like, painted picture by society or by whatever that isn't true, and is just consistently holding us in a prison. And I've just been in awe of how beautiful it is to see one person's voice in any platform or any sphere of society. It just takes one person to say, I'm hurting, I'm in pain, I have mental illness, or I have chronic illness, or I've had this tragedy occur in my life, or I have trauma, and this is the reason why. It only takes one person in the sphere of influence that they walk in to open up the gates for everybody else. And, you know, for me, I've really talked a lot about my struggles with mental illness since I've been 21, and how even at one time I really thought that I was healed of it. I genuinely thought God had healed me of it. I genuinely thought, you know, that I had hit the end of the road for that, and, you know, that that wasn't something I was going to have to really ever have to deal with. But I had but unfortunately, or I would like to say fortunately, and again, if I'm repeating myself, it's because it needs to be heard. You know, there, I feel, are times in our lives that we go through, and then I just feel like sometimes we get a break from walking through those situations. We get a break in our emotions, we get a break in our mind, we just get a break. But we are so loved by God. We're so loved that we are nudged and we are triggered and we are put in situations where that trauma has to surface. Otherwise, we're just living numb, and I don't want to live numb. I don't know about you. I don't know what you're walking through. I don't know what kind of pain you're hiding or you have. I'm sorry if you've told it to people and they haven't listened. I'm sorry if you've told your pain or you've tried to express your pain to someone and they've just tried to fix you or turn you into a project. I think one of the greatest gifts that we can have as a human race is the gift of active listening. And oftentimes people say, well, where is God? You know, where is God in the midst of all this suffering? And sometimes, and this is just what I feel, sometimes I feel like he's just really listening actively to you in the midst of your pain, and he's walking with you through it. Our ideas about how everything should be are really, I think, what gets us into trouble, and our stubbornness on how we feel like it should be dealt with. For me, you know, it was just like I could advocate medication and I could advocate mental illness and therapy and all of these things, but when I was hit in the face with it very unexpectedly again this last year, on just a different level, and having to do what seemingly seemed to go backwards, which is go on more medication, it was really challenging for me. And I was really actually taken aback by that, because I felt like, that's strange, you know, like I would always advocate for people, like why is it so hard for myself? And I realized, with the help of an amazing doctor that I have, that, you know, I wanted to be in control of my mind and I wanted to be in control of how I dealt with things, and my bar was just set so high and I had all of these expectations, and, you know, I think even just disappointment and just the disillusionment of my actual health. And I think that this, that 2020, you know, there's that saying, hindsight is 2020. And I think that this next year, as everybody kind of looks back on 2020, we're going to see that the silence that we were kind of brought into, I don't want to say silence, I'm sorry, the isolation that we were brought into actually was the exact thing that was needed to reveal the stuff that was already inside. The stuff that's coming out, the stuff that's coming up in your heart or in your body isn't a byproduct of being isolated. It's stuff that was already there. It was already stuff that was stuffed down way deep inside. And it just, by being busy and by trying to put on a good face and just by trying to do whatever you do, even, you know, good things, there was, you know, there's just this coping that we all have been doing. And when we lose that coping, and when we lose our ability to give in the ways that we give in our lives, and we're basically just having to lay there. And we're basically just kind of maybe inoperable, and what we feel like unusable or no more value, you know, our value's been stripped by the pain that we're in. That's when just the truth arises. And I think the hardest part is really just radically accepting all of that. And I just wanted to come on here and do this podcast because I feel like one of the major things I hear, and I'm talking globally, when people are talking about their pain and they're talking about their mental illness or they're talking about their struggles, is that they don't want to be a burden to people. They don't want to be too much. They're scared that they're going to lose the people around them. That they're scared that they're complaining. You know, when you're talking about your pain and you're sharing your pain with other people, that's not a complaint, that's a cry. And there's just such a huge difference in that. You would never think of a baby crying because it got a shot as it complaining or something, you know, like a baby suffering, a sick baby that's crying. You would never think, oh, that baby is such a complainer. You would think that's a cry for help. And I also just kind of want to discredit the idea of we are sharing our pain so that others can come in and fix it. If we can get past the ability to share without people trying to like give their opinions and just give us that space to be free and just speak what we need to say and not try to like add in things, unless, you know, you're giving resource. Like, it's so different when you have pain and somebody's like, here's a resource I have had that's worked for me, maybe it'll work for you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about sharing and then just people giving their opinions, because it may differ from where you're feeling you're being led, you know. It's just a discredit, and I feel like I just want to discredit all of that and just say, if you're not struggling but you're surrounded by people that are, just love them. It's so easy to just love and just be an active listener. The friends that I have that do not judge me, that would hand me a pill if I was not okay and I needed medication, or would pray for me when I needed prayer, or just listen. I'm gonna be honest, listening without looking down or saying it's this or it's that or it's another thing, you know, that is so, so precious to me. It is the treasure that I have in my life. And I just want to say to you, you know, find those people that'll surround you. Find those people that will listen, because your pain is valid. Your trauma is not something to just be pushed to the side. It's not something to apologize for. Your mental illness is not something you have to apologize for or say that you are, you know, apologize for complaining when you're trying to express your heart. I think if you have someone tell you that you're a complainer when you're expressing your heart, to acknowledge inside that it's not you, it's them, and that they don't have the empathy or the understanding or the experience to relate to what you're going through. So I feel like that's really just important. And, you know, I just want to just talk a little bit about how this journey has been for me. I'm kind of in a place of management now, and I'm doing a lot better. I was going through severe anxiety attacks, and you know, some really lows after some family stuff that we had to walk through as a family. And I wouldn't trade it for the world, because in my suffering, I feel like, number one, that's when I'm closest to Jesus, because he came here fully human and he suffered in every way imaginable. So I know that he's with me. But also it reminds me that it deepens my compassion and it gives me the ability to expand my love. And that's really all I want to do. For me, I have been completely stripped of every imaginable worldly thing I wanted to do, with my nonprofit, with my walk with God, with all of these things, and I've kind of just traded them in for his simply, whatever his simply is, because he says to me, whatever I ask you to do, it will be done simply, with ease. Doesn't mean that it won't be hard work, doesn't mean it won't take work, but it won't cause me turmoil, it won't affect my mental health, it won't affect my physical health. You know, for you out there that have chronic health, that you have pain in your body, and people just say it's in your head or it's something you are doing, that's such a lie, and I'm sorry. I just want to apologize on behalf of people that say that, because again, they don't know what they're saying. It's just like Jesus on the cross. He said, forgive them for what they don't know what they're doing. People don't know what they're doing. And I deal and suffer with chronic pain. It's gotten better. It's not daily, but it's there. And it really does go hand in hand with my emotional state, but also just, I have autoimmune issues, and you know, I've really been isolated this year because I've been asked to be, and I've accepted that invitation, and my heart is to be with people. I love people. I also need love being alone, so there's a fine balance I walk with that. But you know, my whole job is to hug people and love them, and I haven't been able to do that. Touch is a huge love language of mine. But with that taken away, you know, it's really just been a place where I have had to deal with the stuff that I didn't even know was there. And I'm super grateful for that. And I'm willing to put myself out here to talk to you guys, to say, please talk about your pain. Maybe you don't have to do it nationally or globally or on social media, but talk about it with others and recognize that not everybody's going to understand, but by you sharing your personal struggles, you will give freedom to others to share theirs. Maybe it'll just be you share and then they share, wow, I didn't know that. Here's my struggle. You would never know, but I just really hope that you would know that your pain is not something to hide. And again, I just want to keep validating, like, it's a real thing. Pain is real. Suffering is real. Sickness is real. If someone tells you that what you're feeling isn't real, then that's probably not somebody you want to be talking to, because that doesn't help. It's not helpful. I just want you to know that you're loved. I want you to know that you're seen. I want you to know you're not alone. Like, every day, every day, every day when you're going through stuff, God is with you. And that sounds so cliche, but he is with you and he is for you. And I heard this quote that really just, I mean, it was everything I felt just kind of like summed up into one thing, and it was, I thought Jesus came into my life to take away my pain, but he actually came to walk with me through it. And so, like, when I got saved, I kind of was put in this position of hearing so much about how God wants to just take all the pain away, and it is his heart. Like, God doesn't want us to suffer, but sometimes suffering, the path of suffering that we've already been on, is something that he can use to help others. And so, I don't know, I hope these podcasts are beneficial for you. I want to try to video them. It's very, when I do them, they're very intimate, because I just kind of sit here and I just let my heart open up. And so I hope that the videos are as personal as the actual podcasts are. But until then, until always, just shine brightly and know that you're seen and that you have value, even in the midst of what you're going through. Even if that all you can do is sit on the couch and watch Hallmark or watch TV or play video games because you can't process anything else, or whatever you're going through, just know that you have value and that you are so incredibly loved. You're loved by me. I just send my love out to you. I send hugs from my heart out to you. I just send prayers out to you. But you're also loved by God, and I just really recommend surrounding yourself with a few friends. You know, you don't have to go to some mega church or whatever you do to have community. You can have community on a Zoom call these days. It's so great. You can have community on a phone call, on a FaceTime, if you can't be in person because of the pandemic. But just have some people you can talk to. It's so helpful. Pick the right people. Pick the right people to share your heart with. And if you're like me, you don't get to choose, you just share it with everyone. So if that's something that you're asked to do, then just be brave and courageous and know that if you're called to put it out there, that's just what you were designed and created to do. And not everybody's created to do that. That's okay. So I really hope that this next year is a year of acceptance and surrender at the same time, and just really, really, really receiving the love that you deserve. And just knowing that today is not tomorrow, and tomorrow is not the next day, and 5 years from now, life is going to be so different, and you're really going to look back at this time, and you're going to see how something so hard can become beautiful if you're brave and courageous enough. And what does that mean? That means just do it in fear. Do it afraid. If you do what you need to do afraid, there will be a lot of beauty that comes out of that. So I really just send my love to you. Happy New Year's. Shine brightly, everyone.